You're listening to Richard King on Newcastle's 1143 2HD.
Well, the same-sex marriage postal survey has certainly generated reaction from all sorts of quarters. Yesterday, at the National Press Club in Canberra, the occasion was the launch of a book by former Foreign Minister Gareth Evans, and our former Prime Minister Bob Hawke had a bit to say on the same-sex marriage survey.
To have this postal vote is the worst economic decision made by any Prime Minister since Federation. It cannot produce a decision. It still requires a vote of the Parliament, whatever the result of the vote is. Costs $122 million bloody dollars. Can you imagine that a Prime Minister would make a decision in these stringent times, spending $122 million on a process that can't produce a result, when you could do so much to reduce the gaps, the Aboriginal people, education and so on? Without any question, the worst economic decision made by any Australian Prime Minister.
That's Bob Hawke yesterday at the National Press Club in Canberra. Joining me now, the man who couldn't join me yesterday because the plane, because of fog at Williamtown, couldn't land, had to go back to Sydney. But he is the director of the Marriage Equality Campaign, Tiernan Brady, who's on the line. Good morning, Tiernan.
Morning. Thanks for having us despite missing yesterday.
Yes. A little bit of fog, and I think it's much the same this morning, but you did make it, which is good. Well, look, do you agree with our former Prime Minister? Do you think this is a waste of $122 million, Tiernan?
I think, you know, we've always said that, you know, the best way for this to have been done was a simple vote of Parliament. You know, Parliament is where people's rights are decided in Australia, and you know, this issue could have been done and dusted, you know, in a week. And I understand the world of politics just didn't allow that to happen, and we ended up, you know, having this process. And, you know, yeah, I think it's there was a better way to spend $122 million. And, I'm pretty sure, as you would imagine yourself, by the time the actual bill comes in, these things are always bigger. But, you know, from our point of view, once it was going to happen, you know, we had to get in it to win it. We had to do everything we can because it's there and the process is too important. You know, it's about too many real people's lives for us to have gone, no, we're not going to throw everything at this.
You were involved in the successful campaign in Ireland. Did it pan out in a similar fashion to the way it's happening here in Australia?
Well, I suppose the Irish one had to happen. I suppose that's a very important caveat. You know, it was legally required because it was a change in the constitution. I think what we're seeing around the country, and you know, even from Newcastle yesterday, it's just so similar to what happened in Ireland. This was most of what was going on in the campaign wasn't happening in the national media. It was local stories because it was about people who lived in local communities and having conversations at kitchen tables and town market squares. You know, and I think that's what most of this looks like. I mean, and I suppose you'd be forgiven sometimes if you turned on the national media. You know, you see a few people on the edge of either side of this debate that are, in fairness, that are part of no side. You know, I don't think most of the terrible things that you see happening from, you know, people who purport to be against marriage equality, I don't think that's reflective of what most people who vote no feel. But most of what's gone on is really respectful. So I think the Irish experience is very similar to here, and so is the polling. So hopefully we'll get a really good turnout.
All right. We heard from a former Prime Minister there, Bob Hawke, another former Australian Prime Minister, John Howard, put his name to a letter which appeared as a full page in many of our national newspapers last Saturday. He did say, and I'm quoting here, "It is important for the government to spell out before the postal survey is completed what steps it will take to protect parental rights, freedom of speech and religious freedom in the event of same-sex marriage becoming law. The case for these protections is compelling given the experience of other countries such as the UK, USA and Canada in the wake of those countries changing their marriage laws." What are your thoughts on what John Howard had to say?
Well, I'm lucky enough to come from a country that has done this, you know, Ireland. And the first thing to say is, you know, all that happens is a few more people get married and they get on with it. And, you know, nobody becomes less married and nobody becomes more gay the day after marriage equality happens. And, you know, this is only about civil marriage. And, you know, we've always tried to remind people and emphasize that because this doesn't interfere with any religious ceremony in any way. It doesn't interfere with any church. you know, no priest would ever be forced to do this. You know, and we already have really good evidence of this in Australia because, you know, we've had divorce laws in Australia for, you know, nearly 40 years, no-fault divorce. And, you know, no church has been closed down. Nobody has been forced to remarry someone against their will. You know, so the protections in Australia around religion are really strong, and the protections around freedom of speech are really strong. And all we can keep doing is remind people that marriage equality is one of those wonderful things we get to rarely do in society, which is change the law in a way that's profoundly positive for a small group of people and will have literally no impact on anybody else. And politics and policy can be complicated now, and it's just so rare when we get to do something like this, you know, and do something so wonderful for the country.
Thank